Well, Barnaby Joyce is exerting what influence he can to assist drought-stricken farmers, but it's not good enough. As you know, he has announced $100 million, a piddling $100 million in drought recovery concessional loans, charging 3.2%. Farm businesses will be able to apply for up to $1 million over 10 years. The offer comes on top of existing government drought loans, which charge 4% interest over 5 years. The government gets its money for 2.5%. In other words, the latest offer, I suppose, improves on the existing offer, but I'll tell you what, I was at Winton. I spoke there on Friday. There weren't too many farmers jumping for joy. I spoke to several graziers, some I can't name. One, Charlie Fillott, has been forced off his 20,000 hectare property, Carisbrook Station, which he bought in 1960 by the ANZ Bank. He has never missed an interest repayment. The bank, which made a record $7.3 billion profit this year, simply decided its debt could only be recouped by seizing the property. Cheap government loans couldn't save Mr. Fillott from the ANZ Bank. In any case, he says government loans are too bound up in red tape and run by unsympathetic bureaucrats. He says the government, and I argued this on Friday, must impose an immediate moratorium on all forced rural property sales. Others at Winton called for the establishment of a rural bank. Barnaby Joyce's response was sad indeed. He said, with slumped shoulders, "You can only get that through if you've got the numbers, and it's just not going to fly." You know what he meant? Tony Abbott's got a lot on his plate. He's got to take charge of this crisis in the bush.